time for you to sound off.
You got a beef with me? What is it? How are you doing?
You got a beef? It's time for you to sound off.
Oh, man, that's irritating.
You don't feel this energy that's going down right now. Number five will always love you.
Chance to tell Mikey Miss what you're fired up about today.
Brought to you by Upton Chevrolet on Route 73 in Marlton, New Jersey. The Philadelphia area's fastest growing Chevrolet dealership. Find new roads at ElkinsChevrolet.com.
Let's keep going. Sound off.
All right, it's time for a sound off, 610-771-9705. That's how you get in the sound off line. If you got something to say, hit us up, leave us a message. We review the messages, and we may feature yours on sound off.
They're just here that the Braves have lost the fourth game in a row. So that must put the Phillies up by what? Three or four games by now? Oh, no, wait. Hold on, that's right. Kapler made a bunch of stupid moves.
Well, what were the stupid moves? That's detailed. What were the stupid moves he made, Andrew? Not playing Justin Bour in that game when he had Arrieta pitching.
I thought that was a mistake, but I don't think that was make or break.
No, it wasn't make or break. They got their brains beat in. The starting pitcher got his brains beat in last night.
Do you remember your statement you made last week about Met fans being just garbage and stuff like that? Well, the Mets are garbage. The Phillies are radioactive waste. Wake up, Philly fan.
What is this? My dad can beat up your dad? How old are you, sir? You're like you're 12.
You could pitch and a team can score two runs and you have a great game. But if your ball club don't hit the ball and don't score any runs, guess what? You lose 2-0.
Yeah, you do. And that was against Jacob DeGrom, who's going to beat a lot of teams that way. You know, listen, I expected the Phillies to win 4 or 5 in the Mets. They didn't. They won 2 of 5. Now, that's not good. But again, it's baseball season. You're going to lose games that you don't expect to lose. So it'll play out.
Getting a guy for 30 games, it's not really worth it if you know you can get that guy at the end of the season without giving up anything. Especially if you know your team isn't that great and you're basically just reaching for something that really isn't there organically.
I don't understand your rationale at all. The idea is to make your team better. So you can't look at it like, well, my team's not that great. Bryce Harper makes you a pretty good team.
Mike, I got to disagree with you. I don't see how calling a penalty on a guy making a hard tackle is going to make the game any better. It's making the defenders think about how they tackle, and it's taken away from a defensive player's point of view.
Keeps them healthier, though. It's just like you didn't think it was going to help you, and you got grounded, and then it turned out it did.
Well, Mike, I'm trying to tell you this right now. That Vitae experiment over at left tackle, it is done. It is a wrap. It is D-O-N-E done. It is D-U-N-N done. I can't take it no more.
Wait, do you have a short memory? Yeah, Vitae did play pretty well last season, right, at that left tackle spot. It's preseason game. He's not going to be the starter anyway. So I don't know what your problem is.
Can we all calm down? It was a preseason game. They're not going to show anything. No one's going to be crisp. They barely have had any movement. It drives me crazy.
No one's heated about it. Who's heated? We haven't really taken any outrage that the Eagles are 0-2 in the preseason.
We have a Eagles backup quarterback controversy. Sudfeld or Foles, Mike? Who are you rolling with?
Foles. I mean, I don't trust Nate Sudfeld because he looked good last week.
If they have to start Nate Sudfeld in the first game and he throws 3 interceptions and they lose 35-10, they'll be the first ones to complain. The smart people out here know that they had to hold on to Foles.
Well, they're not going to start Nate Sudfeld, so you may get your Foles, you may not. And if you get your Foles and the other play, well, then what do you got left in your argument?
Well, it took 52 Super Bowls for you dopes to finally fall into a Super Bowl win. Well, Mikey Mush, you're supposed to be a sports expert. Tell me now, will it be another 50 years before the Eagles get in our Super Bowl?
What?
Yeah, it really doesn't matter, does it, Holmes? If you're actually a Dallas fan with that fake accent? Doesn't matter. They won it this year.
I don't even really hate Dallas anymore. I care less about them. I hate
the New England Patriots. I hate the arrogance. I hate Boston. I hate the Boston Celtics. I hate the Boston Red Sox and the Boston Bruins. Hate Boston more than all of them.
It's not a revelation. It's like hating Saddam Hussein. Of course we hate Boston. Close it down, man.
That's the best of the best today of Sound Off.